Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check all the other things out there. Don't forget to take the poll question around the homepage as well. John Truman Wolf is our guest. His book is called Crisis by Design. John, tell us how we can find your book.
The book is available on my website, which is johntrumanwolf.com, and Wolf is with an E, johntrumanlikeharrywolf.com.
All right. So check it out. And is that the only place it's available?
No, it's available at the, you know, you can get it at
regular bookstores and all the others. Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, now while we're in the break, I've lit a candle, and I'm holding it to John's foot right now. John, you told us some names. You gave us some names of the people who are part of this cabal, to use your term, that created the crisis, the great recession, and the aftermath of that followed. What was their motivation? Why would they want to do that? Is it for monetary gain? Is it for power? Is it evil? What's the motivation?
Yeah, it is both of the last two things that you said.
Power
the
and
purpose,
evil.
The power and evil, evil and power. The purpose was, as the crisis, as they created the crisis and the chaos in that crisis, then for national entities to reach to some international body and go, oh, save us. They create the crisis and then come in as the solution. And
right.
This Global Monetary Authority, this Financial Stability Board that was created in 2009, is now dictating to the central banks of the world, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And if you control a country's money and interest rates, you control the economy.
Right.
And that is happening as we speak.
Are you saying that they had to? But I still don't understand why they needed the dollar to be weak.
Well, because the dollar has been the world reserve currency for 60 years.
Yes.
The dollar has been, everybody turns to the dollar when there's a financial
right.
crisis. Everybody turns
but
to
the
United
was it,
States.
Why was it the enemy?
Why?
Yes.
Well, it's the enemy because they wanted to have their own control. They want to have their own control. They don't want the dollar and the United States Federal Reserve Board controlling things anymore. And the Fed and the dollar have been running
but the people that you're talking about, John, were the people in charge of the Fed.
Yes, but they were in charge of the Fed, but they also sit on the board of the Bank for International Settlements.
So it's bigger.
Which is a senior body.
So you're saying the Fed was just a part-time job for them, basically?
Yes, it is.
And they're the foxes in the hen house?
Yeah, that's exactly
basically.
Correct.
Wow.
So this isn't,
wow.
I repeat, this isn't theory. I mean, this is research that I did. I'm a former banker myself.
Yep.
So this is...
Who else? How many other people... I will tell you this. Now, without saying all this, I haven't asked Steve about this. Steve Forrest was on my show last week. And the one thing that he has said for a decade now is the key to the future success of America is a stronger dollar. He's been proposing a stronger dollar right down the line, without talking about conspiracy.
Well, and unfortunately, that prediction is just not going to hold water. You cannot spend $1.5 trillion a year more than you take in, as we're doing
right,
this
right,
year.
Right, right.
And have a strong dollar. I'm sorry, those two things don't go together.
Folks, when you go to your banker and your balance sheet is weaker this year than it was last year, not as good as strong as it was last year, the currency of your business has less value with your banker. It's the same thing with countries, right, John?
It's a perfect example. It's exactly a perfect example. No difference than an individual or a small business or a
right.
country. And when you throw, if you spent a dollar a second, it would take you 32,000 years to spend $1 trillion,
right.
And our budget deficit this year is $1.5 trillion.
Okay, we're going to have you back again because we got a lot more to talk about. I got a lot more questions for you, but before you go, you have to tell us. You have to tell us what we can do about this.
Well, two things. There's a whole solutions chapter in the book for individuals. I'm a very strong for individuals. I'm a very strong proponent of precious metals, particularly silver. Move some of your assets out of dollars into silver.
So you've given up on the dollar. You say the dollar's lost.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes.
And why silver?
It's got a lot more headroom.
Yeah, gold's about to top out, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Gold is about to top out.
No, I don't think gold is ready to top out yet. I just think silver's got a lot more headroom.
Yeah. What other things we could do? Never mind, because you could be shorting or going long on those with that advice. What other advice? Not counting investments.
Now, yeah.
Who do we vote for?
Public policy arena. And the United States Congress has got to get its act together. This agreement that was signed in April of 2009 should have either it should be acknowledged as a treaty and approved by the Senate and or by the House with a congressional
which treaty again was that
congressional agreement and that agreement should include oversight and checks and balances over these bankers in Switzerland who are above the law.
Remind us the name of the agreement again. A treaty, and remind us the name of it again.
Well, the entity is called the Financial Stability Board.
Okay, so the thing that created that.
That was created in April of 2009, the Financial Stability Board.
Do you think members of Congress are aware of this and the potential danger of this thing?
I have spoken to members of Congress, and they are not. They are brain dead on this subject.
Wow, that's scary. We come back. You got to come back another day, and let's talk about this some more. Will you come back soon?
It would be my pleasure.
John Truman Wolf is the name. The book is called Crisis by Design. Find it wherever books are sold and on his website. Put a John Truman Wolf with an E.com. We'll have him back soon. This is interesting. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.